Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
With a budget of $200 million, the new Channel 7 miniseries The Pacific is one of the most expensive ever made in our nation. It was filmed here, includes famous Aussie faces like Gary Sweet in on-screen roles, but it's no Kokoda, it's no Gallipoli. This Steven Spielberg production is focused squarely on the American experience of World War II, and our TV critic Mark Adley's been taking a look. G'day, Mark.
Well, you got to give it to them, because they did pay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he who pays the piper calls the tune.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is an amazing watch. I mean, there's no doubt that nothing has been spared. This is an attempt to. I mean, look, let's trace its pedigree. Basically, this is done by the same production units that did Saving Private Ryan, then moved on to Band of Brothers. As the television series based on the book by the same name, and now they've moved over and are doing The Pacific. So they did the American perspective in World War II in the European theatre, and now they're doing it in The Pacific.
And so this is actually the storyline that follows on from Band of Brothers.
Well, it is. It's contemporary. So basically, whereas the Band of Brothers was about the troops that went into the D-Day invasion and then on, what you actually have with the Pacific is basically the 1st Marine Division going into the Pacific, suffering defeats, suffering, advances, being able to, having time out, R&R in Melbourne, and then moving on and the struggles, as they fight through the Philippines and other islands towards Japan. Mm. And I think it's an untold story because I have a fair understanding of Australian history, but in a sense, to see what we were wrapped up in. I mean, we think very much about Papua New Guinea. We think very much about Kokoda, as you say. But there's a lot in which America and we were involved in terms of the Pacific that is, an untold story. And this is a thoroughly interesting series, which goes beyond. It's kind of documentary, but at the same time, it is just full-on drama. And it's the sort of drama that really touches because it's straight human story. You're looking at something that happened to someone.
Yeah, well, it's quite a concept really for us, isn't it? Filmed in coastal Queensland as well as Victoria, and then it's got the budget from Steven Spielberg, and he's directing it. Tom Hanks is narrating it. And then you've got Hans Zimmer, who's doing the score for it. I mean, it really is an international collaboration.
It's a huge production. There's no doubt about that. And it has within it some of the biggest scenes ever shot for television. Massive war scenes. Incredibly expensive undertaking. But I think actually, in a sense, it is a valuable, valuable thing to do. Because I see productions like this. Look, there's a knife edge debate out there. And it's basically about violence on television. And the question is, do you show something like this? Or do you say, look, showing this is in fact actually glorifying war, and glorifying war is counter to actually trying to prevent war. So is it good or isn't it? Now, I have no time for the sort of production that's just explosions and, and gratuitous arms blowing off and things like this. Mm. But this series, The Pacific, really struggles to try and deal not with the great political machinations that were going on in World War II. We don't see any politicians. What we see is a normal man turning up in an island he hardly knows the name of, certainly can't pronounce, being told to run at a particular hill, kill people he knows nothing about, except vague propaganda that he's been fed, but having to come down to the, if you'll excuse the phrase, the very pointy end of war and what war is. Mm. Now, I personally think that we need generationally productions like this because we need to try and understand war lest we repeat it.
Right, yeah. Channel 7's The Pacific is what we're talking about with our TV critic Mark Adley. So what are you taking out of it personally? What's really connecting with you, apart from the natural lessons of, wow, this is horrific, we must never do this again?
Well, I think, I want to wind back on what you said there, because, wow, it is horrific, we had better be careful if we do this again. Because to me, there's a goal in this production. There's a very, very clear stand against an imperialist, aggressive nation that was in fact actually behaving in a barbarous way and conquering other people and treating them as subhuman. And so there are, I think this series shows really good reasons. In fact, one character says, if I didn't believe that our cause was just, I don't know how I would justify every man under my command who's fallen, but I have to believe that to put one foot in front of the other as I go up the beach. Mm. And inside of this, even this, there is a very, very good look at the dark heart of humanity. And I don't simply mean people killing people. I mean that war brings out great moments of heroism and shows us at our least. There's this wonderful quote in the series about a man who says, you know, like my dad told, I said to my dad, you've been to the Grand Canyon, haven't you? And he said, tell me, what's it like? And dad said, you know, you have to see it to understand it. And when he finally sees the Grand Canyon, he says, colors I'd never seen before. And he's right, pictures don't show it. You have to be there looking down into it. And it's a parallel for what he's sitting in a blown-out field with war. The common question all the way through is, what's it like? What's it like? And it is lower and deeper and darker than anything, so, to the point that people can't describe it. Mm. Men steal the teeth from other men who have died so that they can get their gold fillings. Mm. These are the corpses of their compatriots.
Comrades, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's a very disturbing series in that sense. And yet here's a bright part. In the latest episode, and there are many more episodes to go, so please don't miss out, but in the latest episode, we have a strong Christian character introduced, and this experienced Marine who's been in Guadalcanal and all of the worst, you know, fights so far, says to him, listen, you know, God created everything, right? God created the Japs too, right? The guys who are trying to kill us? So the whole game's fixed, and Gramps is on his throne while we're all down here for what I can't understand is anything more than his entertainment, which makes us chumps or God a sadist. Either way, I've got no time for him. And I can understand that attitude towards God in the face of great human upheaval and pain. I understand why people would come to that conclusion. And the Christian fellow doesn't bother to argue, but you know, actually notes that he has a Bible in his collection. It's this fellow's collection. He doesn't understand why he's got it, but he goes on. The next scene is these two men both facing the exact same horrific battle. One of them is going forward terrified, but praying. The other one is going terrified and seems quite lost and hopeless. You know, and this is basically where atheism leads us, because it's the idea that, you know, if there is no God, then I may not understand what he's going on about. I may not understand why he does things, but at least I can have hope in him. If he's not there at all, then I don't know why this is all worth doing at all. Mm. You know, and so I think The Pacific is a marvelously deep program. I want to warn viewers, very graphic battle scenes. Language for men who are fighting, the occasional sex scene on R&R and things like that. But above all, you know, something worth for parents to have a good look at.
Mark Adley, thank you.
Pleasure as always.
Always good to talk to you, Mark Adley, on Channel 7's The Pacific.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.